here changing, as you can plainly see. I felt the joy and I learned about the pain that my mama said. If I should choose to make a part of me, we'll surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. I'm sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. I'm waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. According to the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology, Department of Space Service, that's the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, of course, solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. This is causing havoc to propagation on the high frequencies above about 14 megahertz worldwide on frequencies across darkness or semi-darkness paths. And the situation is not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. The 10.7 centimeter solar radio flux has fallen to 100, that's 100, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 48, and those figures are the lowest for some time. We're still moving through solar cycle number 24. The plateau is not expected to be achieved until sometime during mid-2017. So the future for long distance multi-hop propagation on the higher frequencies above about 14 or 15 megahertz on darkness or partial darkness paths is not very promising. Radio Australia programs have been subject to some disruption recently during maintenance tests and evaluation being carried out at the Shepparton transmitting site here in Victoria. The two frequencies are now used by Radio Australia, and these are on the air 24 hours, and some have been off the air. In fact, the station has been off the air for several hours recently. It's understood that these tests are erratic or non-random, and they're planned to test circuit effectiveness and service efficiencies. So Radio Australia has been off the air for a little while. It's back on the air now. Radio Free Asia in the USA, station broadcasting to Asia in various local languages. Station recently celebrated its 20th anniversary, and new QSL card has been made available for all correct reception reports received until the end of December of 2016. The card celebrates or commemorates the 20th anniversary with a rather stylized design in multi-colours. Now, the High Frequency Coordination Committee meeting in Miami, Florida. This has been taking place, or in fact it's finished now, and participants were set aside to plan the new frequency schedule beginning late in October of 2016. Some 100 delegates from broadcasting administrations worldwide participated in this planning conference, and the results will be made available at the HFCC's website in due course. Here in Melbourne, propagation continues to be quite good in our early evening periods on transmission paths following daylight from Asia and other parts of the world in the 16 metre band. This is a summary of some elements, some signals noted recently. 17710, China Radio International from Beijing in English. 17740, another China Radio International transmission from Jian in Chinese. And 17750, yet another China Radio International program transmission, this time from Jian, also in Chinese. And 17830, the BBC from the Mayerton relay station in South Africa, but it's broadcast in English. That transmission path is across the Indian Ocean into Melbourne at the daylight path. 17840, Radio Australia from Shepparton, always a good signal here. And 17890, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. The good signals also here in Melbourne during our early evening period, between 0730 and 0800, in the 25 metre band, and these were some signals of note heard recently. 11580, the Overcomer Ministry from the Miami relay station, WRMI in English. 11640, China Radio International from Jinhuan in Cantonese. 11680, the Korean Central Broadcasting System, Pyongyang, with its domestic service on shortwave in Korean. And the external service, Voice of Korea from Pyongyang, on 11865, noted in Japanese. And the Russian program from Voice of Korea on 11735. Now 11710, China Radio International from Nanning in Chinese. And on the next frequency, 11720, China National Radio Network 1. And 11750, the Voice of Turkey, broadcasting in Turkish. 11790, very strong signals from NHK Radio Japan, Yamata, Tokyo, with its Russian programs to Asia and the Far East. 11760, another frequency for China National Radio Network 1. And same program on 11960. And 11870, WEWN, the religious broadcasting station in the USA, with programming in Spanish to Latin America. And 11875, yet another China Radio International frequency from Nanning in Chinese. And finally, yet another China Radio International frequency, 11855 from Serik in Albania, broadcasting in Chinese, relay station there, to the Middle East and Africa. So that band is currently being dominated by various programs and transmissions from China, both China National Radio and China Radio International. The 13 metre band, has many allocations or many frequencies authorised for use for the current transmission period. According to the High Frequency Coordination Committee schedule, some of these are as follows. 21465 Radio Free Asia between 1000 and 1100 broadcasting in Tibetan from Marianas Islands, that's actually the Tinian Islands relay station. 21470 the BBC broadcasting between 1130 and 1400 in Somali from the Dabaya UAE relay station. Another frequency for Radio Free Asia is 21475, 1000 to 1100 in Tibetan from Tinian Islands. 21480, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Organisation, the religious station, with broadcasts in English from the Madagascar relay station at Tabata, broadcasting on Mondays and Mondays to Saturdays. Radio Romania International, 21500. Interesting frequency assignment here between 0530 and 0557 in English, broadcasting to Asia and Australia. And 21520, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Swahili to Africa, between 0820 and 0920, and again from 1150 to 1250 in Chinese. Radio France International on 21580 from the Issedon high-powered 500 kilowatt transmitting station, 1700 through until 2000 programming in French. And the voice of America, 21600 in Tibetan, from the Tanang relay station in the Philippines, between 0300 and 0600. And 21600, the American religious station, WHRI, broadcasting in English to Africa and the Americas from Cypress Creek, 250 kilowatts. It's on the air between 1400 and right through until 1900. Another frequency in the 13-meter band. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, again, 21610. In Spanish, 1020 to 1050. And the Spanish Foreign Radio from Madrid on 21620 in Spanish, between 1400 and 1800. And the BBC on 21630. From the Ascension Island relay station with 250 kilowatts, broadcasting in French between 1200 and 1230. And Radio Saudi International, frequency 21670, Indonesian broadcast to Asia between 0900 and 1157. And Deutsche Welle in Germany, 21780, broadcasting from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE, between 0630 and 0700 in Hausa, 0700 to 0800 in English, and 1300 to 1400 in Hausa. So that was a summary of some frequency registrations of selected stations in the 13-meter band, obtained from the High Frequency Coordination Committee website. So lots of allocations there, and they're mainly for daytime services on those long-haul paths. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring. Yeah.
the phone.